And I want to wish you a very good morning. It's a beautiful day today, quite sunny, mild, maybe a bit of a chill, but it's a lovely day, and I'm so happy to be with you here over the Progressive Radio Network. I'm Catherine, and I host this program, Heart of Mind Radio. And really, the mission of Heart of Mind Radio is to take us into journeys within the self and within the truth of who we are as beings in the world, and to offer an opportunity to explore different healers, different practitioners, different ways of organizing and understanding the expansive quantum nature of our being. Because in truth, we are quantum, and we can connect in so many ways to ourselves on a deep level, the spiritual, the energy, the soul, the higher self, the extended being. We have a very large spiritual family, and truthfully, it's this expanded nature of who we are that makes us very deeply connected to each other. And we had a program last week in which we focused primarily on the New Life Expo. And I found that, yes, this is a really wonderful event that we can all enjoy, but I wanted to go a little bit deeper with a few of our guests because they really sparked something for me that made me realize that they had a lot more to share. So today we're just going to take a deeper journey into this creation, the co-creation of our life and of our world. My first guest, I'll be welcoming back Andrew Kane. He's founder and principal organizer of Planet Heart's annual World Peace Earth Day celebration. He is also a vibrational sound channel, singer, soul writer, poet, and producer, sharing his gifts to be a connector and transmitter of world peace and unconditional love as a peace troubadour. He receives higher dimensional frequencies of galactic sound channeling and created a new brand of curtain he calls Intergalactic Curtain, with music chants and vibrational healing poetry, all connected to oneness and peace. His name, Andrew Kane, if scrambled, is an acronym, spells Reawakened, which he feels is his true soul-given name, to be Reawakened Andrew Kane, reawakening others to remember who we really are. He has a website. You can find more about that at planetheart.org. And he has a new site, reawakened.com. And that's reawakened.com. So I want to say hello and welcome back, Andrew Kane.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Kathy.
It's so nice to have you back because, in truth, we've known each other for quite a number of years, it seems.
Yeah.
And I have known that you had this part of yourself that was in connection to higher vibrational communication. You had spoke about your writings. You talked about the poetry and the sound, the vibrational sound, and what seems, I guess, musical to me. So I want to really say congratulations in a way, because you've taken this huge step of coming and bringing this teaching and this work into the world and giving people an opportunity to connect with the message that's coming through you. I think that's very powerful. I've been to some of your events, and I've experienced as you are channeling or chanting and doing this work. And as a vibrational healer myself, I must say that there is a real vibrational energy that comes through. And those people who are sensitive and open will feel a movement within themselves, something uplifting and positive. And so that's a very powerful gift that you have. Before we get into this, so that we don't forget, let's tell people what you're actually going to be doing this weekend. They have an opportunity to connect with you live.
Sure. This weekend, I'm actually joining with two sound healers. One has been at the expo. Her name is Sylvia Moss. She's going to be playing the crystal bowl. And I have Humo Maya, who does shamanic tribal sound healing with all kinds of multiple instruments. And I have a world-renowned yogi who's going to be playing drums. So I'm incorporating with the music and my sound, basically it's going to be like a oneness bath, you know, like a oneness sound bath with sound and some poetry. It's the whole purpose of the what I'm going to be, you know, bringing everybody is to really, like, awaken the oneness energy in the room and just, like, just have a party, you know, a party with sound and vibration, and just really get connected with all of us as if we're one heartbeat beating with Mother Earth.
Beautiful. And what is the schedule of your event?
The schedule is going to be, I have a very specific opening, and it's going to open with
No, I don't mean that necessarily.
I'm sorry. What's the question?
I mean, what day and time?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. The basic information. It's Sunday, October 18th, and that's from 6 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. And those who get a day pass for this New Life Expo, it basically includes any of the lectures that are happening between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and that's taking place at 401 7th Avenue at 32nd Street, which is next door to Hotel Pennsylvania across from the Madison Square Garden. And the website for them is www.newlifeexpo.com.
Excellent. So at least people have an opportunity to check out the live event. We'll mention that again. But what I'd like to do is go back into some of the work that you're doing with vibrational sound.
Yes.
How did you begin to realize that you were receiving these messages?
It's really interesting. You know, it was a bit of over time thing that was occurring. Like, I really didn't at first know what was going on. And I think, you know, me, like, it's like an example to other people. We're all having these metaphysical experiences, some of it we don't understand. So when it first initially happened to me, I was feeling so much love and energy, and I was really connecting to these energies, these light beings and whomever, that I was getting these messages, and it turned into music and song. Basically, it started really with poetry. So I would get these beautiful poems that were coming through me, and at the same time I was getting poems. It was mostly poetry between like 1998 and 2006. And during that time, I was also getting melodies, but I was not really sharing them because I was not really, that they just came to me, you know, just beautiful, these beautiful sounds. And I was just recording on my, you know, back then we had like a tape deck, right? Mm-hmm. So I had a tape, I was recording them on my tape player, and whatever songs were coming through, I was recording them. But now, like, oh, it's like 10 years, 15 years later, now I'm like, it seems to be something shifted within my being to be able to, you know, come out, you know, with the sounds. And I think it was just mm-hmm. like an evolution of, you know, consciousness in terms of where we are on the planet right now, which is, or, you know, how that's happening.
Exactly.
With me, yeah.
Now, from my perspective, when we are in this kind of experience and receiving messages, that there is a real soul connection to the beings or to the energies that we're receiving. And it may very well be that you have a very deep connection with this energy. Do you have any thoughts of where in the cosmos this is coming from, or from what density it's coming from?
Well, I certainly know, for one thing, that it's coming from the higher dimensions. Like, we're talking the fifth dimension and higher. I think from now having been working with David Young, who'll be on a phone call later with Jody Sirota, I feel that they're coming from the heavenly team, to be frank with you. I think they're coming from all of the, you know, ascended masters who want to be called teachers. I think that they're coming from them to teach us about oneness and not be separate with all of the religions anymore, to really be like honoring each of our religions, but at the same time honoring all of us as one. And I've been holding this frequency for 19 years, so I feel like, you know, I've always wondered, why am I holding this frequency? Why isn't my book out yet? Why isn't my I had all these questions in my head, wondering, like, why is it taking so long to get my work out? And I was almost in my head about it. But now with this, you know, ascension and all this, you know, energies that are happening around that are becoming more prevalent, I'm becoming more understanding of, like, why I've had to wait this long, and like, now I don't have to wait anymore, you know? So it's like the mm-hmm. beginning of 2015 was a huge, you know, big shift since 2015. So that's kind of, like, you know, a background of that.
Okay. Well, I think a lot of people are feeling this shift that really, I would say the switching point was back in 2012 when there was sort of a sea change, and we're really gradually seeing the and experiencing these transformations within ourselves. And I don't really have any predictions of how on long it will go on, but it could easily be another 200,000 years before it's complete. So I don't think that anybody really needs to rush themselves through their process and through their journey. But what we are called to do at this moment is really to be true to who we are and to find a sense of joy and satisfaction in our journey. And in whatever ways that we can, heal ourselves and heal each other. So it's really
Absolutely.
Just about, like you said, coming together as a community in transformation. And one of the things that's really interesting to me about your work is that you have a very grounded, grassroots, real-world component to your work. In your Planet Heart World Peace Earth Day celebration. So can you speak to why it's important to have that grounded aspect as well as opening yourself up to higher
vibration. Absolutely. And I just want to say, you know, I've been 20 years ago, at the same time of the spiritual energies I was having, I was very connected to peace. And you know, for me, you know, when I started this World Peace Earth Day celebration, I was infusing the spiritual elements, you know, that I'm not even going to use the word New Age, but you know, spiritual, you know, elements into the peace elements. And ever since, it's been very important. You know, the work for me is about, you know, infusing the groundness of the peace move, you know, communities and the spiritual communities, that whole energy that as one, because essentially, you know, spirituality is peace, because it's connecting to ourself and who we are as spiritual beings. And when we and those who are working in the peace and those who are working in, you know, doing things in the spiritual, it's one. So the work I've been doing is confusing that somehow, to, you know, in just the energy. But I also want to honor, acknowledge all of the work that's come before me. Jody Sirois is amazing with what she does, and I just look up to her so much, and all the others. And David Young's been doing work for many years. So I just think, I mean, for me as a vehicle right now, I'm so, like, I'm still a newbie, and I'm still trying to, you know, but I'm still a little nervous, but I'm also, like, you know, excited. You know what I mean? It's like I really want to share this, and I've held it in for so long. It's like my soul's been crying, come on, come on, come out, come out, come out, wherever you are, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, so. It's a beautiful thing, because sometimes it is, you know, you go through this passage of being somewhat, I don't know if the word is fearful, but there's a bit of, like you said, nervousness when you first move into a new arena, and when you begin to expose yourself in a way that, you know, that other people won't understand necessarily. So it takes a bit of courage to be able to do that. So I think that's wonderful, and really give yourself the time and the support and the credit to keep doing it, because you'll become more comfortable with the public interface as time goes on. But what's really interesting to me is that when you are doing the presentation and you are doing this, allowing this energy and poetry and sound to flow through your body, you seem completely calm, completely confident, and totally in sort of a zone, in a sense of upliftment while you're doing it. So I think probably as you do it more publicly, you're going to see that fuse into other areas of your presentation. So, you know, don't even think or worry about it, because the truth is our communication comes through the heart. And so as you speak to people, they're responding to your energy and to the love that comes through your heart. And that's what I have always experienced. So I think you're really doing wonderful. I do have a question. I may be telling on myself, but I do not know what kirtan means.
Yes. You know, there's all kinds of kirtan. As a matter of fact, Guruji, you know, he's going to be at our event. He's a world-renowned yogi. He does, there's all kinds of kirtan. Kirtan is what you hear in the Hindu, you know, religion, and the Sanskrit, and beautiful kirtan. There's also Judaism. There's kirtan. They do kirtan.
So
there's a rabbi
like
kirtan.
Kirtan is
a call and response. So you speak.
Response.
You know, you're seeing a melody, like you know, the most famous one is, you know, from Krishnadas. What is that? Om Navash. The most recognized is from the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare, you know, just those kind of things. And then there's the Judaism. There's all kinds of different kirtan. But what's interesting is the kirtan that I'm bringing forth is that they're calling it intergalactic. So basically the language that I'm getting, it's intergalactic. There's no language to it. It's just, it's just coming through me from the, you know, fifth dimension. But the kirtan is that when I'm sound channeling and it's coming through me, you know, there'll be a moment, I can allow the audience to share and participate. And then when it comes English, they'll be identifying with it more, like, feel your heart, feel your soul, aneka no. And then they repeat, you know, it's like a calm response thing.
Okay, that sounds beautiful. So we're going to move on in just a moment because I have a few things to share with the audience, but I want to remind people that Andrew, as well as one of our upcoming guests for sure, will be at the New Life Expo. Jody Sirota will be there. We'll be talking about a special event that she's sharing with David Young. So that will be in another week. So there's really a lot going on for you to participate in to nurture and nourish your own individual cultivation. And one of your opportunities to do that will be at the New Life Expo at Penn Plaza Pavilion in New York City, Manhattan, 401 7th Avenue, right by to the left of the the Pennsylvania Hotel. So it's very accessible. Penn Station is across the street, so people can get there. The hours are Friday, October 17th, which is today, 3:30 to 10 p.m., Saturday, October 18th, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, October 19th, is 11 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., and there are a lot of periphery events. When you go to the website newlifeexpo.com, you can get a one-day pass or a two-day pass or a three-day pass, depending on what you want to participate in. But you can check out the website and see all that's there. I will actually be offering a lecture on Saturday at 7 p.m. on vibrational intelligence. I'll also be there at a table, so if you want to come by and visit, I look forward to speaking with you. Sometimes it's difficult to make that connection through the airwaves, and it's nice to do it face-to-face. And Andrew, again, when will your event be?
That'll be Sunday, October 18th, 2015 at 6 p.m. in the Globetrotter Room, the lower level. Can I also get my phone number if people want to contact me?
You can give all your contact information right now. That would be the time to do it.
Sure. My number is 212-222-5432. 212-222-5432. If anybody wants to contact me, I'm available for healings and events and stuff like that. And thank you, Catherine, so much for having me on the show today.
You're very welcome. And it's planetheart.org.
Planetheart.org. And my website is www.reawakened, R-E-A-W-A-K-E-N-N-D. That's two N's at the end.
.com.
Yes, .com.
Okay, excellent. So, all right. So I look forward to seeing you at the New Life Expo this weekend, and thanks for taking
Thank
the time.
Thank you, and I'm so excited to have David Young and you guys, Jody, oh my God, they're amazing. All right, thank you, everybody.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And we're going to be, yes, coming up in a few moments, we will be speaking with Jody Sirota as well as David Young, so please do stay tuned as we go forward with today's program. I just wanted to take a few minutes to connect on a level. I always like to reach out to you in a one-to-one kind of way because I feel your energies, I feel your inquiries, I feel your movements and your maybe challenges in life, and sometimes I really just want to speak to that, and I wanted to encourage you. You know, we're having a lot of different people on the program. It's an opportunity for you to have a few moments of relaxation and peace. It's an opportunity to connect with other like-minded folks. But it's also an opportunity to give yourself time and attention. And it's something we don't often have because we're very often very busy for those who are working. And sometimes I see people coming home after work. It's dark. It's 7 and 8 o'clock. And there just seem to be so much exhaustion going on right now. And a lot of this exhaustion is not just the brutal schedules that we keep, but it's also due to these energies that we're talking about. There's a subtle vibration of all of our beings, of the planet, of the animals. Everything in creation is being increased subtly, moment by moment. But over the span of a month, a year, 2-3 years, it represents a huge fundamental shift. And very often the exhaustion comes because our bodies, our physical bodies, are in a transformative process. And as we are elevated in that process, we also reach a point of breakdown of the old. So a lot of what we see in the world is this breakdown of old systems, old governmental systems, old banking systems, old education systems. And even the earth itself is churning to release some of the old energies that she has absorbed from humanity and the pollution. So I believe that there's going to continue to be a time of chaos and challenge for all beings who are as a part of this process. So it's really, really crucial that we each take that time to honor ourselves, to nurture ourselves, to get the rest that we need, to begin to recognize that you may need boundaries. You need to say no to some things. We need to say yes to those things that we've been saying no to, those things that will nourish us, taking a little time in the bath, getting a massage, going for a treatment, taking some extra hours of sleep, allowing your body and your system to really rest and recover. We need recovery time. So I just want you to, you know, take in the information, use what you can use, absorb, enjoy different events if you can, but take those quiet moments. Stop for 5 minutes before leaving your house. Sit down and just breathe. Allow yourself to center. And as you walk through the streets, don't rush. Take your time. Walk gently. Breathe with your walk. Allow your body, your system, your awareness, your inner being to breathe. And as you begin to create that space, you'll begin as well, and you probably already have, to connect with these energies, because these energies are consciousness. They're consciousness that are facets of your own being, and you can open into that and allow it to enrich your life and to help you heal. So I want all of you to begin to think about it and look for ways to honor and nurture yourself. We're going to go to a break and hear some station announcements, and when we come back, we'll introduce our upcoming guests, Jody Sirota and David Young. Please do stay tuned.
Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from progressive voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
The story behind the story, your story, my story, is all in the mix on Lead Stories right here on PRN.FM. This is Utrice Lead inviting you to share your thoughts and opinions and expand your knowledge about critical issues of the day, Monday through Friday, right after Gary Null's show. Listen live to a broadcast or get Lead Stories whenever you want from PRN's archive. You can even rate the show on iTunes. Now pass the word. Tell this story to everyone you know. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Hi, everyone. I'm John Mueller from The Expat Files, living in Latin America. If you want to know what it's like to live, work, play, and or retire down here in Latin America, tune in twice a week and get it from the horse's mouth, from someone like me who's had boots on the ground down here for over 20 years. Latin America is one of the only places left in the world where you can still live a first world life on a measly social security check. And with the first world imploding like it is, everybody needs a plan B. So, tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time and every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time for The Expat Files, Living in Latin America.
You're listening to PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome you back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Jody Sirota and David Young. Jody is a life-changing metaphysical educator, channel, vibrational healer, and professional artist. Her in-depth intuitive abilities and her remarkable sound healing powers are used to create initiations and activations that instantly make major shifts in consciousness and healing. She holds individual channeled sessions, teaches classes, and creates multimedia concerts and events for personal growth, transformation, and the creative process. She is co-author of the book Healing the Heart of the World from Elite Books, and was also the owner and creator of Meta Center New York. Her website is metacenterny.com. And I just want to say welcome back, Jody Sirota. I'm so happy you could make it this week.
Thank you, Catherine. It's great to be here.
That's
I appreciate
so nice
you
to
taking
have you.
The time to let us talk about our work and what's coming up.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful event, and we're going to talk about that as well. And I also want to introduce and welcome David Young, who is a twice Grammy-nominated musician who plays two Renaissance flutes at one time in harmony. He has recorded 57 albums and sold over 1 million copies. He is a healer, channel, writer of 3 books, artist. It is said that more people have had out-of-body experiences while listening to his music than any other musician alive today. And over 10,000 wellness centers and healers of all kinds, Reiki practitioners, therapists, psychics, yoga studios, and spas use his music all day long because they feel that his music is the most healing music on the planet. He is doing soul activation workshops, 3 to 4 cities a week for the past 2 months, and everyone is having these beautiful experiences at these events. So I also say hello and welcome David back to Heart of Mind Radio.
Well, it's nice to be back.
Yes, it is. And the both of you will be doing a wonderful event, I think. People will enjoy it, and it's going to be on October 22nd, a multidimensional experiential journey The Music of the Spheres with Jody Sirota and David Young, with special guest Peter Priory. So I want to have a chance to talk about that. But I remember when I was talking with you last week, Jody, I was really enchanted by your picture of how you present your work with images and music and sound. And it's like this whole environmental picture that I had in my mind. So maybe just in revisiting that for a moment, tell us what it is that you are providing for people. What is it that they take away from this experience?
Well, the focus is always about consciousness raising, healing, personal growth, transformation, and creativity, because that's basically what my focus is in my life. And but that's what my guides, as I connected to them many years ago, have kind of directed me in terms of how to be of service through all the things that I do, because I do a number of things. And I'm an artist. My background's painting. So they had me years ago, my guides had me years ago, painting paintings of just one color at a time just so I can get the vibration of each color. And I still do, but I haven't had it in a while, but I also offer paintings for people. I just need their name. And I would do paintings geared toward anything they need to work through by just viewing the visual vibration of the color, imagery, texture, and light. And then I always would get information that would go with the paintings because I'm a channel, so I'd write information with it. So it started with that, and then of how I would bring my art into healing. And then I started bringing art into hospitals and medical spaces. People were asking me to do commission paintings for things like that. But then I started and was working with sound. Sound came through me as I was putting my hands on people. I kept needing to either say something because I would get information, and gradually all the sound started to come through me. And then gradually later on, I started to work with crystal skulls. Max, the ancient crystal skull, is coming up in November, coming back here. And as soon as I put my hands on Max, all these light languages would come through me. And so I was working with sound. I was working with visual vibration, audible vibration, and then people who would have experiences where they would feel. So I was guided to do these vibrational healing concerts where you're in a space where a lot of times I would do them in big churches so that you can feel the experience of just being in the energy where people are always focusing on their connection with the God or universal understanding, where I would project my art really large so that you're infused with the visual vibration while I'm bringing through sounds and vibrational languages as well as guidance, because I do Akashic record readings. So that's what my individual work is about. And they're the records of your soul's existence through all time and space. So it's about bringing all of this through so you have an experience that you can walk away with. You can come with an intention. I always ask people to have an intention, and it will work on many intentions simultaneously. But they can walk away having gone through an experience in the moment, but that it will have shifted something in your consciousness or created some form of healing or an awakening in some way.
Wow, that's really, really cool. And I think it would be really interesting as well, David, to come back and remind people how you have moved through your process as a musician, but then moving into this spiritual work of playing these flutes. And this is in its own way really channeled and bringing in this higher vibration as well. So let us know a bit about the work that you're doing.
Well, I went about it actually from the opposite way, the way Jody did, because I grew up being a musician. And, you know, I played Renaissance and Baroque music when I was a little kid, and then I transformed into this ethereal heavenly music that I create now. And then later in my life, I started painting. And my artwork is a smaller part of my big picture of what I do. But You know, I found that by playing two of these Renaissance flutes at one time, it created a third tone. It's called a triharmonic tone. And it's like a vibration that you could actually hear. And I found that when I did this, it was not only, you know, fun for people to watch me do it, but it created this vibration that went into their heart center and relaxed their whole being and allowed them to shift easier from the logical part of their brain to what I call the higher intelligence part of ourselves. And so I've been doing this now for a couple of years, and these workshops have been really fulfilling for me. I've learned so much because, you know, I've been meditating for 32 years, and when I started doing these events, I kind of felt, because I had been studying spirituality and meditating for so long, you know, I felt like I had learned most of what there was to know. I don't mean that in an egotistical way, but when, you know, you study something for a long time, you know, you get a deep understanding of many different aspects of it, you know. But mm-hmm. when people started sharing their experiences that they were having while I was playing during the meditation, or what I also call the journeying part of the event, where people close their eyes and they just allow the music to lift them up to a higher place, when people started sharing their experiences, it was really surprising for me, because I didn't know it was possible to have those kind of experiences. I didn't know that people could have past life experiences, like sitting in a room while I was playing. And I didn't know mm-hmm. it was possible for them to have experiences with their loved ones on the other side, their grandmothers, grandfathers, husbands, wives, sons, and daughters. I didn't know that was possible. And I also didn't know it was possible for us to actually communicate with the ascended masters, who actually prefer to be called ascended teachers. I didn't know it was possible for a person to have a conversation with Buddha or Jesus or Mother Mary or Lao Tzu. I just didn't know that people could do this. And it's really been an incredible experience to hear about 2,000 people over this last year share their experiences of this type. And, you know, you learn a lot about what actually happens in the spiritual world once we move on from this physical life into the next life. It's wonderful for people to be able to share that with other people, so everybody in the room gets an insight of what actually happens, and mm-hmm. and, you know, that these things are possible.
Beautiful. And the two of you are bringing your gifts together in this combined event, Multidimensional Experiential Journey, The Music of the Spheres. And so it's, again, Thursday, October 22nd. It's 7 to 9:30. Doors open at 6:30 at Goddard Riverside Community Center. So we'll give more information. That's at 647 Columbus Avenue between 91st Street and 92nd Street. And people can get tickets in advance, save a little bit of cash, or at the door if you're one of those last-minute folk. So maybe, Jody, you can start. Tell us what this event is going to be like for people.
Well, I work a lot with the sound, with the music of the spheres, and my understanding of that is everything, you know, like you were speaking about before, everything vibrates and has vibration and frequency. And I tap into the planets, the stars, the universes, the galaxies. Everything vibrates, and we can tap into all of these things. And David and I have kind of known each other for a long time, although we kind of keep crossing paths as we see each other and say we should do something together sometime. And we recently had this experience at Andrew's event, the Earth Day event, and we were both on the same panel, and I was doing a thing with a crystal ball and using my voice and light languages and channeling some information. And he, the moderator, Alan Steinfeld, had asked if it would be okay if David would, you know, be behind me with his music, with his flutes. I said, as long as he can work with what I do, because I'm not a regular musician. And it worked out, like, perfectly. We actually were in complete in sync, and people asked if it was something that we had practiced and had worked together before. And we realized it made sense that we should do this now. So, and with all the energies, like you were saying, changing and shifting and people going through so much shifting where they're not quite sure what's going on through these openings, his work opens people up and so does mine. So we decided to tap into all these energies that we both work with. And I work pretty much multidimensionally for over 30 years. I've lived that way. So for me, it's sort of natural to connect with all of these beings, and they talk to me all the time, and I work with them. And as he's been doing this as well, we thought if we combine our energies together with the sound and music and just kind of working off of each other and the group. And then another friend, Peter Priori, he's a bass player and also works with the Crystal Bowls, and he's and he plays percussion. So we'll have him be parts of this. So together, we'll sort of tap into each other's work of what we're doing as we're opening ourselves up. But my main focus, like you had said before, is everything comes through the heart. And my work is all about kind of creating these portals to the multidimensional heart. So it's like working from here as well as from all different dimensions, just like David is doing with his music. And it's interesting, we're both painters, and we're both, and I don't know if I'd call myself a natural musician, but in the way that I work, we use music and sound and art, and it's an interesting combination. So we thought we would combine together and see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah, you know,
well, this is really beautiful. Go ahead, David. Mm-hmm.
Well,
go ahead.
When I heard Jody's music, I thought, you know, this music that she's channeling is definitely coming from another dimension, and I know that the music that I've been doing also comes from a different dimension and a different galaxy, so I thought, you know, why don't we create this other dimensional sound and vibration? Why don't we do that together here in this physical dimension so we can share that with people physically? Because I've been told by numerous people that when people are at these experiences that I'm doing by myself, that their loved ones in heaven are tuning in, like let's say somebody reconnects with their grandmother, you know, at one of these events, and they're having this whole reconnective experience. And many people have said that their grandmothers have said, man, this flute music is really beautiful, and their grandmothers are in the other dimension, you know. And I've been told that my music is much more popular up in heaven than it is down on earth at this point. But, you know, there's always a future to look forward to, you know.
I feel like it's bringing a lot of the angelic, you know, when people tend to think of the angelic energies with harps and, you know, that kind of energy and sound and frequency. It's almost like bringing all of that, like David's saying, anchoring it into the earth so that we can experience it here. And then in the end result is that we realize we can experience all dimensions simultaneously while we're here.
So well, yeah, I mean,
music is a way. I find music and sound kind of surpasses everything, and it kind of just gets you out of your mind, and you just experience something, which is the kinesthetic part of it.
This
yeah,
is
it's
true.
A beautiful
and
thing, you know, when people can have, like, we've all heard different examples of when people have had a near-death experience and they go into the light, they might meet with one of the angelic beings there, and they have this whole experience of oneness. It's nice for people to have the effects of that near-death experiences without having to have a near-death experience, you know what I mean? It's more, but this is what we do, you know, we take people into that higher realm, so this way they're fully experiencing what the inner worlds, what the heavenly worlds are like. But then, you know, after that piece of music or after that journeying session is over, they come back to their physical body, and then they can share that with other people in the room. And that has different ways of affecting people in a positive way. For the person who's having that experience, it's like, wow, I always wondered, what is it like on the other side in the inner worlds? And for the people who are in the room who haven't had that experience yet, it's like, wow, that really is possible. You know, hearing that person sitting next to me share that experience, and then having the person next to her share another experience, it opens a person's, the listeners, it opens the listener's mind in the room of thinking, you know, wow, what can I do a little bit different in my meditation or in my spiritual practice so I can have one of those experiences too? Because now it's not just words in a book that somebody is saying, well, if you do this, this, and this, you'll have this kind of experience. You know, now it's right there. You're in the room. Somebody has shared something that 30 years ago you would have thought was absolutely impossible. And by hearing that consistency from people in the room, it naturally makes a person think, you know what? I got to do whatever I need to do so I can get into that spiritual space inside myself so I can have that experience too.
And this is I was going to say, this is also about what fifth-dimensional consciousness is. Fourth dimension is moving through polarities of patterns where you go to one side, then the other. And when you get the wholeness of the pattern from experiencing both, then you open your heart and you kind of embrace all of it with compassion for all you've gone through to get there, to understand and embody all that. And then the fifth dimension is the open heart. And the sixth dimension, hopefully, is the maintaining of that. But a lot of the work that I do also through the sound as well and channeling and everything else I do is to help people to clear what's in the way and open their channels or open their pillars of light so that they can, with through their hearts, so that they can experience this connection, because it's the open heart, from my experience, that connects you to all of these things in all these other dimensions, as well as that God consciousness within ourselves and other humans. A lot of people have a hard time just being human and connecting with other humans and trusting, and part of this, I feel, is all part of experiencing the higher dimensions and feeling what that feels like. And then, as David's talking about, we're bringing it into the earth in this realm so that we can experience all of that all the time and not feel like we have to go somewhere else to get to it, or that this part is not so great and want to get back to where we could have been and or stayed, or somehow it's a mistake that we're here. I have a lot of people that feel like they don't know where they belong, so they have one foot in and one foot out, here and there. So this, mm-hmm. I feel like it will help to unite and unify, but it's the unified consciousness, unity consciousness through the heart, that's the connection from my experience.
Absolutely.
So true. I also wanted to point out that even, you know, in these kinds of experiences, people can connect to the ascended masters and the archangels and their own family members, but people can also make that connection to their own higher selves and begin to integrate that that part of themselves that is living currently in the fifth or the seventh dimension, because we all have these concurrent experiences. And as we become more perceptive in our multidimensionality, we can begin to integrate some of that wisdom of our own being from those levels of existence. And I was actually going to ask both of you if you felt any of that connection, because I'm feeling it. So I don't know, Jody, who you're connected to in terms of the expanded
self. I connect
to a lot
of all of these beings. But I believe that the main connection really is your own divine presence, which is your own higher part of your being. And I also, through the open heart, I feel that you can connect and expand your own pillar of light. But it has to also be connected to the earth. You know, when you were talking before about people going through a lot, since this time period is about opening and expanding, and people are having a difficult time with bringing in that frequency and holding it, if you connect your heart to the heartbeat of the earth, which is also another frequency, and it's also a sound, and it's also a feeling and experience, connecting your own heart to the heartbeat of the earth, it also anchors your divine presence, which you're talking about, that part of ourselves. And then in that, you can open up through your heart, and it will connect you to, I work with all the angels and the archangels. I work with Saint Germain and Archangel Michael and Divine Mother Mary and Kuan Yin and Isis and, you know, all of those beings and Buddha. I do all of that. It sort of comes through whatever I need at the time. And also I work with star beings as well from all the different star systems. So but I've been doing this for over 30 years. So it's been a progression, you know, as I open up and keep working on myself, I do the work on myself as well. It helps people to then, through me, experience all of that so they can experience it directly for themselves.
Beautiful. We're getting tight on time, so I'd like for both of you to give your contact information if you would like, if you have a website or a phone number, so that we can get that in before we run out of time.
Who goes first?
Jody.
I'm Jody Sirota, and you can contact me also at info@metacenterny.com, metacenterny.com. Also, the website is metacenterny.com. My website is a little behind. I'm in the middle of redoing it, but you can go on there, jodysirota.com. Mm-hmm. And you can call on my email is jody@jodysirota.com.
Okay, and David, how about yourself?
DavidYoungMusic.com is my website, and you can, there's a newsletter over there you can sign up to. There's actually a free download over there of my latest recording, because besides playing the two flutes, I have about 10 albums out that I've done of my vocal music that is all spiritually based lyrics. And you can get a free download of that on my website as well. And I'll be playing a couple of songs from that at our event on Thursday night.
Before we run out of time, how can people connect to get tickets? It's $25 in advance.
They can actually call 212-736-0999. That's the MetaCenter number. So you can call through there, or you can go on, I think, both of our Facebooks. Mine's just under Jody Sirota. And we have a lot of things listed on Facebook for the whole event.
Okay, that's 212-736-0999. It's October 22nd. That's a Thursday, 7 to 9:30 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 at Goddard Riverside Community Center, 647 Columbus Avenue between 91st and 92nd Street. Again, it's 212-736-0999. If you get your tickets in advance, it's $25. If you go to the door, it's $33. So it pays to get those tickets in advance. If you miss that information, you could always connect with me, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, and I can send you this ticket information and contact information as well. I want to thank you both for joining me today, and I am very much looking forward to the event itself.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. And as we leave the program, I want to invite you again to visit me at the New Life Expo this weekend. And I want to also invite you to stay tuned for more great programming here over PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.